The Gemara says on the bottom of Tesma Beis that Darish Rabba might accept Yimucham Lefnacha Beis Apcha Say Behem Amir Yimel Lefnacha Deshbaruch Banu Shalaylam Afilu B'Shashu Kevin Esitzam Vakshin Lasis Tzlaka Lefnacha Hachshinlum Ebnayadim Shenim Hulganim Kedeshul Yikabalim Schar. That even when they want to give Tzlaka, he's asking that they should give Tzlaka to people that are not Roy Lekach, and therefore they shouldn't get any Schar for the Tzlaka that they gave. And the Chenim are battling with the Kasha that why wouldn't they get Schar, even if they're B'nayadim Shenim Hulganim. We have a klal that if a person is Chishav Lasis Mitzvah, Venenas, person wanted to do a mitzvah and he was not able to do it. It's considered as if he did it and he gets schar for doing the mitzvah. So over here, they wanted to do the mitzvah. They thought that these were the adam who got him. So why shouldn't they get schar just because it ended up being the adam she'enim who got him? They should get schar because of the sin of chishuv lasas mitzvah malav akasav kilu asa. And I was thinking that maybe you can answer this up here. You cite from the Ramchal and Derech Hashem. The Ramchal explains that when a person does a mitzvah, there's really two different things that happen. Two different in Yanim that bring you schar. Number one, you get schar for doing Ratzon Hashem. The mere fact that you did Ratzon Hashem is a siba to get schar. And number two, the etzem mitzvah is garim a tikkun and ilamis. It's garim different things in the ilamis al yainim through the asiyas mitzvah. And that itself is a siba for schar as well. That itself becomes the schar, the mitzvah, because of the tikkunim that the mitzvah accomplished through your maaseh hamitzvah. So it's possible to say that even if you hold that chishuv lasas mitzvah, you're going to get schar. The schar is only for doing Ratzon Hashem. It's not considered the mevat Ratzon Hashem. You'll get schar as if you actually did the Ratzon Hashem. But the second chelik, to get schar for the tikkunim that happened through the mitzvah, if lemaisa didn't do it and those tikkunim never took place, lemaisa you never produce those tikkunim that the mitzvah does. If you actually do it, that schar, vada, you don't get because of the din of chishuv lasas mitzvah and ma'ala halavakas of kilu asa. So it could be that Ani Chanami over here, they're going to get schar for being mekayim the mitzvah of tzedaka, for being mekayim Ratzon Hashem, not for not being oivin Ratzon Hashem. But Gabi, the ikka schar that comes from the tikkunim that the mitzvah accomplishes, for that you don't get it unless you actually did it. And over here there is no asiyah, because it's me'adam she'enim huganim, and that's what he's asking for, that they shouldn't get the schar for the tikkun of the mitzvah because of the fact that it was given to me'adam she'enim huganim, and that's what it means, k'nei shalei kabal and schar. And I saw afterwards that Rav Chanan and the Kavitzaris in the Vamis and the Biru Agadis in the back says a similar Mahalach Al Pi Derech Hashem. First, he wants to say that maybe you don't get schar at all, but then at one point he seems to say such a thing that maybe they would get schar for the ikar for the first chelik in the mitzvah, but not for the second chelik, not for the tikkunim that happens through the Maaseh HaMitzvah.